Blog Talk Radio.
Understanding what exactly do you need to improve? You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, ooh, okay, I'm intrigued. You have me kind of wondering where you're going with this today, and I like it. Well, you know, I want us to go on a journey of discovery, and let's grow and explore this very question. Do you know what you need to improve? Let's get right on into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams on this Motivational Monday. Oh, today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, Master Motivator Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and I have a great subtopic that I think you'll really appreciate. I know I've been really chewing around this particular area that we're going to focus in on. Personally, myself, on my journey, I do it regularly, but more specifically in this season, as we're preparing to close out this year, and I take the time to reflect and evaluate where I've been in association with where I'm going. You know, each week we have Motivational Mondays. We're here live on the airwaves for you. But if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online, and we encourage you, take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, each episode, without question, is rich and insightful. We dig into different topics and different areas of focus that really give you some great nuggets and jewels that you can add to your toolbox on your journey. And this Motivational Mondays, this is all about helping to equip you in the process that you would be able to win, because you're working it now. You're working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. So if you have missed any of our past show installments, we encourage you again to visit our on-demand library, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library, again, is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. You know, I'm going to share with you, for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject, and then if time permits, we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. You know, your interaction truly lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. I mean, it truly does add to the richness of the dialogue and what we're discussing. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, you have your smartphone with your notes sitting in front of your desktop or your laptop, wherever you may be, you want to make sure that you are in position so that you can jot down the richness that will be shared on today's broadcast and anytime we air live for your convenience, so that you can truly get those richness of nuggets and jewels that we have for you. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line. I think you get it. We're asking that you do what you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We want you to know that we extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because the reality is this, we couldn't do it without YOU, and so for that, we say thank you. Again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and the topic that we're diving into today is growth is not a single event. Growth is not a single event. And speaking of single events, we just celebrated Thanksgiving, and oftentimes people are of the mindset giving being a single event. Oh, I'll focus on this one exclusive day and give thanks. But yet, Thanksgiving should be a state of mind, just as growth should be a state of mind. You know, do you know what you need to do to grow? Have you given thought to as you evaluate and process around where you've been, where you are on your journey, and where you're going. Have you given thought to what is it that I need to do so that I can now grow to the next level? I've been in this process of processing and thinking myself because whenever we're about to close out a year, I always want to take the time to reflect, but I don't just take the time to reflect at the close of a year or a season, but it definitely requires me to go a little bit deeper, and it's more intense and intentional where I'm really looking at, okay, as I prepare to, quote unquote, set my intentions for this next year, or as one would say, set my goals, and I want us to, I'm going to throw something out there today that may probably stir some things up and be a little bit controversial, because I want us to get out of the mindset of setting goals and grow into the mindset of this growth consciousness and the intention. You know, last week, no, actually it was the week before, we spoke about intentions. And I've been giving you a little sample taste from the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, because I'm preparing to launch my latest mastermind, my latest private mastermind on this very subject. I love doing the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth towards the end of the year, the start of the year, because we're really in that growth mindset, because we're evaluating where we're going, where we've been, and where we are on our journey, or at least we should be. And this thought process of growing away from goals that we don't set and keep. We set them, but we don't keep them, but rather this growth consciousness and the intentions, because we've been talking about intentions, that it's so important to set our intentions. What are your intentions? You know, I often have to ask myself this question as well, because one of the things I've grown to realize as I've been processing, there are often times on my journey that I have kind of been in the mindset of growth being a single event. You know, it's like, okay, I've accomplished this and now I'm all set. But then I realize if I don't continue the momentum of what I had already established to get to that place, then what I've grown in that growth, I'll lose it because I revert back to those bad habits. And being transparent, I could say that that's exactly the case of struggle when it comes to this battle that I go back and forth, up and down with concerning my weight. I'll stay focused and be consistent for a period of time, and then when I get there, I will lose focus. I'll fall off the wagon, as one would say, because I've often stated, those of you that are regular listeners, you know, Coach Adams is a foodie. Don't tell everybody, okay? Just this past weekend, I was in Texas with my family. I actually just got back in town today, and I did an extended weekend and spent some time there for the Thanksgiving holiday. And, of course, you know, it's always a time of good, yummy food, and we really went in. Oh, my gosh. And one of the things that I love, we found this new Mediterranean restaurant near my cousin's house in McKinney, Texas. One of the things that I love, anybody that knows me, they know there's one particular item that I love on my plate, and that is lamb. When I tell you, they have some good lamb. Why do I share that with you? Because I'm a foodie. I am a foodie. And so I'm growing to realize that the foodie, she has to fight extra hard to stay consistent, because I'll reach my goal and then I'll revert back to what? Those bad habits, because I'll be motivated and I'll get going to lose X amount of pounds, right? And I'll have the discipline for a moment. I'm being transparent with you today because I'm building up to this law that we're talking about. And this law is so important because many of you are struggling right where you are because you are battling the same thing, maybe in a different area, but you're battling the same thing. And so I'll be motivated to get going, you know, because I'll have this goal before me. And I'll do it for a minute and I'll reach the goal, but then I fall off the wagon. Because we often will lose focus on the reality that motivation gets us going. Motivation is a great thing. It gets us going. But it is the discipline that will keep us going. It's the daily practices that we have in our lives, the daily routines, the habits that we have established. I love the in-depth definition that I'm often working around as the global master trainer for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. So in teaching young people around habits, this acquired mode of behavior that has become involuntary, addictive, compulsory, a customary way of acting, fixed through repetition. You see, what I've grown to realize is that oftentimes we'll be disciplined for a moment, but we haven't really acquired that mode of behavior that's involuntary. It's addictive because we'll get into the process of it. We have the motivation that'll get us going, and we start to get into that flow, but the habits are not deeply ingrained. For many, it's because you're learning new habits later in life. That's one of the reasons why Boss the Movement, the curriculum, is so powerful, because it's teaching young people ages 6.5 to 11.5 how to establish the right habits, making right choices during that branding stage based on life phases, seeing it at a whole different level because as an adult, am I changing, growing, evolving? Absolutely. But it's more difficult to become consistent because you're having to break and chip away at what's already set. Your clay has already been set. My clay has already been set. But can we change? Yes. But the earlier we can establish a habit, now when we are still able to be molded, once it's ingrained, it's set for the most part. You know, I will often reference that in my neighborhood, this is something that stood out for me. I met a beautiful mom. She was a new mom, and I was at the time walking in my community regularly, right? And so I would see her. And the moment her son could walk, they would walk around the park. And so early on, he was growing in the habit of being consistent with walking regularly, that movement that's so important. Because many of us, if we don't already have that ingrained, yes, we'll try to get it going, but I don't know if you're like me. I mean, it doesn't take much for Coach Adams to fall off the wagon when it comes to, quote-unquote, working out. I'm just being real because it's not ingrained. It's not completely a part of my DNA. I have to fight for it and work for it, and it's like, do I have to do that? And so it takes time for me to grow in that habit. And then don't let something happen that throws me off my square, as one would say, because it's not ingrained, then I'll fall off the wagon. And I'll go back to what is naturally what I know. And I don't have that habit of that regular, consistent working out. And so I'll just go back to what I know. And because that's a part of what has been established as the file, the habits in my life, right? And so I'm making the adjustment. And so I share that being transparent with you because of this. Growth is not a single event. We cannot focus on, okay, I have this goal. Once I reach this goal, now it's done. No, we have to consistently grow. We have to have the mindset of growing consistently. And that's why I asked the question in our opening. Do you know what you need to improve? And I'm evaluating that more and more because I've come to realize, and I thank God for my mentors, that we're only as strong as our weakest link. And so if I don't focus in on the weak areas, then I'm not going to be able to grow to another level, level up, as one would say, because you have to focus in on those areas where you may not be as strong, where you're weaker, because you can only be as strong as that area of weakness. So for me, it's the foodie. I got to keep putting that girl under some, I got to keep pulling her in and telling her, come on, girl, get it together, because it doesn't take much. So that consistency is key. And that's why I said we got to shift from this goal-focused into this consciousness of growth, because the goal focus is all about the single event. Okay, I've accomplished that goal now. Oh, moving on. But we have not grown in the consistency that's necessary in order for this to become a part of our daily flow practice. It becomes a part of the very DNA and the makeup of who we are and what makes us us. So again, I ask you this question. Do you know what you need to do to improve? You see, what you need to do and what I need to do, it's totally different. But we have to be honest with and locate where we are. Where are you on your journey? As you're preparing to close out this year, literally, I mean, before we know it, we're going to be saying Happy New Year. We literally have just under 35 days left in this year of 2023. And if you don't identify how you need to move level and where you need to grow and be specific and intentional, you're going to continue to get the results that you've been getting. And my question is, do you like the results that you've been getting? Are you pleased? Are you happy with what you have achieved? Because if you set your intentions on 10 goals and you've only established 5, then you need to evaluate and look at, was it that I didn't have the right habits? Was it that I lost focus? Was it that I wasn't really motivated? Was it that maybe I'm saying I want it, but I really don't want it? I don't want to fight for it. So is that a defect that I haven't established and acquired that mode of fighting for what I really want? Do I start and then I stop? I lack the consistency. That's the key word, the consistency that I need. Am I looking for a one-hit wonder? Do I want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry? I don't have the patience that's needed. I don't take the time to allow myself to process through moment by moment, building each brick, each block that's needed to establish what I want, because I want to be that one-hit wonder. I want the overnight success. What is it that is preventing you from growing in the consistency that you need to be successful. Because again, do you know what you need to improve? If you're not able to identify what you need to improve, what's lacking, you will not see improvement. Think about that. If you can't identify those areas or that area in which you need to improve, then you're going to continue to get what you've been getting. You're going to continue to get what you have been getting. We have to put a face to those areas that we have to grow in. Because if I can't see it and identify it, in essence, I'm not going to be able to do it and create change. So do you know what you need to improve? What are the tools, resources? What is it that you need? You have to identify that. You have this gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. The gap is clear. But do you know what's going to be required of you to close that gap? Do you know how you need to improve? One, do you know what, and do you know how you need to improve to get the results that you want? Think about that. Is it motivation? Are you lacking the motivation that you need? And remember, we said motivation is great. Motivation gets us going. Is it that you're struggling in some areas personality-wise? You have some personality defects, some bad files, as one would say, some faulty programming, whatever it may look like. Is it that you start but you don't finish? And you want things to happen, as I stated, quick, fast, and in a hurry, which means that you lack the patience of the process that you need. Because unless you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, guess what? You're going to have to process through it. Even those that one would say, woo, they were an overnight success. When you sit down and really dig into their story, they weren't an overnight success. They were behind the scenes for years, consistently doing things that were required to get them to that place of now you being aware of who they were. But they weren't an overnight success. It was a process. And speaking of process, have you lost the value of the process because you want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry? And believe me, I get it. I understand. We are in a microwavable society, and it's natural to want things quick, fast, and in a hurry. We're looking at social media. Everything is quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if you can't stay with the pulse of what's happening, you'll feel like you're left behind, because if you focus on social media as an example, everything is quick, fast, and in a hurry. The reality is people are just showing you what they want you to see. They're not showing you the process of what they're going through or what they went through to achieve what they've achieved. You see them and you say, oh, their marriage looks so perfect. Relationship goals, but you don't know what they're going through behind the scenes. You see someone, they, you know, just closed the deal and they're showing you their new car and the bling that they just got, and you get excited about that and you say, oh, I want that, but you don't know what the process was behind the scenes to achieve that. You see, we have to value the process because we're in a microwavable society, but success is a process. And it's a process that is rooted in consistency and our ability to grow in being consistent. Because if you don't know, as I stated earlier, those areas in which you need to improve, for example, if you are one that's always quitting, starting a new thing, you've taken the process of consistency out of the equation because you don't value the process. Because things didn't happen as quickly as you wanted them to, you threw in the towel and you moved to the next thing. And now you're constantly starting over because you have not given yourself the opportunity to stay consistent on your journey. And consistency is key. As I stated, being transparent with you. I can lose weight for a specific goal, and then I'll fall off the wagon because I have not grown in that true ingrained mindset process of consistency. That's why I'm saying that maybe, just maybe, it's time for us to stop setting goals and getting into a growth consciousness, because when we're setting goals, it's focused on the single event. And this is the thing, the single event, it's just like if someone says, I'm getting married, and they only focus on the wedding. What about the marriage? The wedding is a single event, but you have to have a growth plan beyond that single event. If you want a successful marriage, you sit down and talk to people. And one of the things that I love to do when I'm interacting with people from all different nations around the world or what have you, they tell me they've been married for X number of years. I'll often ask them, what is your secret to success? What have you found has been the thing that has worked well for you? You'll often hear individuals say consistency. Even when I've heard relationship coaches, as an example, speak, they'll often say, you want to see, is that person consistent? Not that they will just call you a few times and get you going. They're motivating you, right? But then they fall off the wagon. You're like, where is this person? They're not even consistent. In life, if we have a growth consciousness that's focused on consistency with intention, now we're able to see change happen. Why? Because we're not just focused on the single event. Because the single event, growth is not about a single event. Growth is valuing the process. And the process never stops. See, that's where I fall short. I'll reach the weight goal, and then I'll fall off the wagon. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm good. I don't have to do that walking anymore. I don't have to do that And I'll fall off. And then the next thing I know, guess what happens? I gain the weight back. Why? Because I stopped being consistent. And I'm being transparent with you because this is my area of challenge. But what is your area of challenge? Where have you fallen short in this process? So let's evaluate goal consciousness versus a growth consciousness. I just want to give you a few thoughts around this, the process for you to evaluate. Where are you? Are you focused solely on the destination, the moment of the destination? Because if you're focused on the destination, again, that is the single event. I'm focused on the wedding, but not the marriage. We have to shift when we're in this place of growth consciousness. We have to shift to being focused on the journey. The journey to success is a process. The journey, not the destination to success. But the journey to success is a process. And then the other that I want you to process around is this, when it comes to this goal consciousness versus growth consciousness. You know, we said motivation gets you going. Motivation gets you going. Motivation gets you going, but it's a jump start. It's an igniter. you have to have the discipline of the right habits in place, which is a part of the growth consciousness. Because when you have the right habits in place, you're now shifting from those bad habits to habits that serve you in your success, in your intentions of what you desire. You see, when you're just focused on the goal, it's just about a season. Okay, I'm here seasonally, which is what I've done. That's my mistake. I'm evaluating that as I look at Johnny and Marie, Coach Adams. Do you have the growth mindset, the growth consciousness that you need in this particular area, in other areas? Or is it focused on this season? Okay, I want to reach this target, and then that's it. Lifestyle process. Again, valuing the process, not just the destination, but the journey as a whole. Because if we only are focused on the destination, that single event, that's, we're going to be motivated for that, but we're not going to be able to maintain it because we don't have the habits, the discipline, the daily routines and actions in our lives that we need. And that's valuing the process, understanding that the journey to success is a process. So where are you in this process? Are you exclusively focused on the destination? Is that the pitfall for you? I want you to identify where you're falling short. Is it that you get motivated, but you don't have the right habits? Is it that you're focused on the single event that's seasonal, but yet you're not focused on the longevity, the lifetime process of these habits? Remember the little boy I talked about? This little boy learning to walk, starting to walk around the park with his mom. See, what I've grown to know in my service with Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth for Boston Movement, based on life phases, is that that's 0 to 11 and a half, those branding stages when the habits are being established and the character and all of that is being formed. When that little young man is learning the importance of and the value of walking daily, not just out of the necessity, but as the process of having movement, because it's different than just learning to walk. Now, when he's older, wherever he goes, it's already ingrained in him. It's already become a part of his lifelong process, his lifestyle, and that's what we have to grow in, that growth consciousness that it's a lifestyle. Anything we're doing, it's a lifestyle. So if I don't like what I've been getting, I have to break the insanity. You know, they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I am fighting to say, hey, I got to break the insanity in certain areas in my life, because if I'm doing the same things over and over and I'm not getting the yield, the results that I want, then, hey, I have to make a shift. What about you? Do you have to make a shift? And where? So when we continue in this process of evaluating our goal consciousness versus the growth consciousness. Again, I'm saying, let's think about this. Maybe it's time to stop setting the goals and to stay focused on a growth mindset so that we're focused on the journey, not just the destination, that we are focused on the process, not just the specific event. If you're struggling and being challenged in your life, and you're focusing exclusively on the challenge, I have a situation that I've been processing through it. It's been a struggle for me because this individual only focuses on the challenge, the problem, instead of looking at that challenge and the opportunity has that can yield change. Because I recognize that in the midst of every situation, there's always an opportunity to grow. But if you're only looking at the challenge, then what happens is you become a victim. It's always, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. My life is so horrible. Nobody gets it. Nobody understands. And please understand Coach Adams's heart, because I've had my fair share of challenges. I really have. And I don't know your situation. And I'm not minimizing the challenges that you may be facing. But what I have grown to realize is this, that how we view things is how we do things. So if you're only focused on the challenge and not the growth mindset, the growth, then you're going to miss the opportunity for change. Because whenever, like right now, I'm looking at the opportunity for change. I could say, oh, I don't like this. And, you know, I don't know about you. This is probably not you. This is just probably just me and maybe some of the people that I've coached, right? This has nothing to do with you. But isn't it interesting? I find it interesting that we can justify anything. Oh, I can't lose the weight right now because, you know, I fell and I have this little injury and so I can't work out. Oh, it's menopause. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. That, 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 that. I don't have the time. Blah, 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 blah. We can justify anything. This is what I'm finding out. Maybe this is not you. You may not be able to relate to this. But we can always find a reason. And that's focusing in on the challenge. The challenge, instead of seeing, okay, how can I shift to this change? If you want different results, it reminds me of, and I reference this book often as it relates to weight loss, a very dear pastor associate of mine who has a book called Monday Never Comes. And it's talking about this very process that we'll often say, oh, I'll start on Monday. And Monday never comes. And I remember talking to a dear associate of mine, and I said, oh, I'll get started on that on Monday. They said, oh, is that what we're doing? Is that really, are we still there? Like we're starting on Monday. What about starting today? And so if you look at where you are and see the opportunities that you have before you, there is always an opportunity to grow and to change. But the question raised is, are you looking for those opportunities? Because our potential, again, it's not a single event. It's not just the goal. It's not just the of our journey, the discovery on our journey, the growth, the insight that we glean on our journey. Because it's with that, when I am constant on my journey and I'm constantly discovering, I'm growing. You know, someone asked me recently, Coach Adams, what is excellence to you? And I shared with this individual, I said, you know, excellence for me is giving your very best in a moment of time within your capacity. Giving your very best in a moment of time within your capacity. So if I give my very best in this moment of time, within the capacity of where I am, no one can expect anything greater or more from me. But this is what's so wonderful about this, that tomorrow my capacity could change. Why? Because I can gain greater insight from the discoveries that I'm making, from the growth that I'm focused on. I get greater insight to be more empowered. And so if we're focused on excellence, giving our very best within a moment of time, within our capacity, all we can do. But that's a powerful seat to be in. It's a very powerful seat to be in because all you can do is give your best. But so often, we're not giving excellence on our journey. We're not giving excellence, and we have to be honest about that because the reality is most people, oh, my gosh, working in a corporate setting as an executive consultant, one of the things for upper management and leadership that's so frustrating is that people only want to give just enough to get by. And they're like, well, now why aren't you promoting me? I've been here. So what? I've been late all the time, but I'm here. They're giving just enough to get by. But excellence is not about just giving enough to get by. Excellence is about giving your very best in a moment of time within your capacity. And when you're having this focus on the growth mindset, this consciousness around growing, and you become consistent in that mindset, now you're constantly improving your systems. You're in a better position to constantly improve your system. And so I want to challenge you today that when you reach your goals, don't just stop. Don't allow the focus to be on that single event of reaching that goal. Always raise the bar and keep your mind open to continuing to grow beyond the goal. Let the goal be a marker on the journey. But that's just helping you to see this process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow and learn through the process. I've shared on a number of occasions that one of the processes for analyzing your systems that I really appreciate being introduced to by our mentors, a way in which you analyze systems in a corporate setting. But prior to this, I didn't know about SWOT, right? But now I use it in every environment. What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses? What are the opportunities? What are the threats? And so when you're on your journey and you're looking to operate from a level of excellence and giving and being consistent, you have to look at, okay, what are the opportunities that I have to grow? How do I identify those opportunities to grow? Is that, one, I have to be okay with looking at not only the strengths, S, but the weaknesses, W, S-W-O-T. I have to look at the weaknesses in my system. Because remember, excellence is giving your very best within a moment of time within your capacity. But your capacity is always subject to change. So we can learn from what didn't work. I often will reference Thomas Edison because I love this quote by Thomas Edison when it comes to his discovery. And it's, I found 1,000 ways that didn't work, but not that I failed, just 1,000 ways that didn't work. And it was about finding the one way that would work. And many of us, if we're in the place of the mindset of growth, that's where the change happens. I'm not focused on what didn't work, but I'm learning from my mistakes. I'm gaining the insight. I'm gaining the wisdom. I'm learning so that I can grow forward. I'm learning so that I can move to the next level. So I want you to know that this little sample taste that we gave you today, and it was blended with different principles and my insight as a whole, but I wanted to give you some nuggets to think about as we prepare for my next journey private mastermind on the 15 invaluable laws of growth. If you would like to learn more about this journey, you may call or text our team to 310-289-2101. Text your name and 15 laws. Or if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, I am still, you have a couple of days because of our Cyber Monday, Friday blowout, you know, as we prepare to close out the year, you literally, oh my gosh, you have a couple of days until the 30th. If you want to receive 4 months of coaching, one-on-one coaching for the price of three. So you get 1 month free. You can apply, and some restrictions will apply for any of the things that we're mentioning, but it's a great opportunity for you to get into position to close out the year, because this is a thing. And so if you want more information regarding one-on-one coaching, simply send your name if you're texting and one-on-one. I want to encourage you as we prepare to close out. It's amazing how quickly time flies by. I apologize that we didn't get to the lines today because there was such a richness around our topic that I was totally getting into. I don't know about you. Around this concept of growth is not a single event. And we need to throw the goals out the window, maybe, and start focusing on not the goals, but rather, because that's a single event, but rather the mindset of growth and consistency. And I want you to know that I am committed to assisting individuals such as yourself. And I say such as yourself because you've made this decision to tune in to Motivational Mondays today. You could have been anywhere during this hour of power, empowerment, but you've chosen to be here, and we so appreciate and value you as our listeners. And I want you to know that you're the individual because you see the value in making sure that you're getting tools for your toolbox, and you want to make sure that you are gleaning insight into empowerment. I would love to work with you as your personal and professional coach on your journey of growth. And so, again, that famous little number that you keep hearing, 310-289-2101, text and say, hey, I want to learn more about the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has available for one-on-one coaching, group coaching, private masterminds, lifestyle growth plan. I mean, so much that's available for you. And I want to encourage you as we close out today that don't lose focus on your goals. I know the year is about to close, but don't lose focus. It's still not too late. The question raised is, what are you willing to do differently to enable yourself to get greater results and to achieve your dreams? What are you willing to do differently? You know, I've grown in the wisdom of recognizing the power of having the right people circling the wagons around me. Having the right people on your team is so key. It really is so key, having the right people on your team. And I want you to know that for me, I would say I would not want to close out this year without doing something differently, getting into a one-on-one coaching partnership, getting into a private mastermind or group coaching environment with like-minded individuals in position for greater success as we prepare to close out this year. Again, if you would like to learn more, text or call 310-289-2101. And maybe you didn't get a chance today to ask a question or make a comment around today's topic. Not a problem. Through our social media platform on Facebook, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So you can stay connected with us through social media. and engage in that platform around today's topic, or maybe it's another topic that you have in mind that you would love to see featured on Motivational Mondays, you would say, hey, Coach Adams, I would love to have you tackle this subject. Would love to hear that from you. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is an open group. All are welcome. And if you're not already a member, simply ask to join, and you would be welcomed. And it's an opportunity to continue the dialogue beyond today's installment, our live installment of Motivational Mondays. Get your questions answered. Get your topics that you would like to see covered, highlighted. Maybe you have a wonderful guest that you feel would add to our insight into empowerment. We would love to feature that individual. So our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, maybe you're tuning in for the first time today. Someone reached out to you and said, hey, join me on Motivational Mondays. And you're like, okay, I've heard this Coach Adams, but I want to learn more about who this person is. Well, if that's the case, you can visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I would love to stay connected with you and have you in our network. And again, remember, we have our full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in today. I trust that you've gotten a great richness around today's topic, and growth is not a single event. But what we have to do is be consistent. It's consistency that is one of the primary keys on our journey, and that consistency comes from not the single event, not just the destination, not just because I've been motivated, not just based on the season. I'm not focused on the challenge, but rather I'm growing in the consciousness of a growth mindset that is consistent and recognizing that our journey, our process is the journey. We value the process, that we begin to nurture and mature on our journey in this mindset of lifelong. It's not just the event, that we are finding the insight and the wisdom from the challenges that we may be facing, and we're using it, we're leveraging it to create change in our lives, so that we can grow beyond this goal focus. The goals are great. They're wonderful markers, but it's a destination focus. It's a single event focus. We want to continue the journey. We don't want to become disenchanted. This is Coach Adams. Thank you so much for tuning in today. That's all that we have time for. We welcome you to set your timer and be with us on next week. Same station. Inspired media for you, same time and day, every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We look forward to connecting with you on next week and the weeks to follow.